Okay, so this week. This week is Parashas Mishpatim. So, you know, in the Torah, a small change can sometimes make a very, very big difference. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah is perfect. And we work hard and we're medayik and we look very carefully at every word of the Gemara and every word of Rashi. And Halachas Kama Vakama, when it comes to the Chumash, every word and the order and how the precision is perfect and needs to be examined. So if you look at this week's Parashat and Parashat Mishpatim, we again have the mitzvah of Shabbos. The Torah says, Sheish es yomim ta'asem asecha v'yom hashvi'i tishpos. So for 6 days, you'll do your work, you'll do whatever you need to do, and on the seventh day you get to rest. But what's noteworthy is, if you remember last week's Parashat, it said, Zachar es yom ha'shabbos l'kadsho, Sheish es yomim ta'asem l'achtecha. You remember, observe the day of Shabbos, and for 6 days, you'll work. What's the difference between the psukim? The order. In our parsha, first it says there are 6 days of creation, and then there's Shabbos. In last week's parsha, first it says there's Shabbos, and then it says that there are 6 days that you can work. Is it a significant difference? On the surface, no. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his perfect Torah, decided that it should be different, must be telling us something. Must be there's something unique, something special. So I saw a beautiful explanation from the Shemin HaTov by Weinberger, Zichron Livracha, and he suggested like this. And he suggested it based on a comment of the Orach Chaim HaKadosh at the beginning of the Torah, at the beginning of Sefer Bereishis. Says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh that Hashem created the world in 6 days, we know, and on the seventh day He rested. So the 6 days of creation, the 6 weekdays, obviously came first. Right? That was the progression. 6 days of creation, 6 days of action, and on the seventh day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Shabbos HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh explains that when Shabbos came into the world, it wasn't just the completion, it wasn't just the culmination of the 6 days that came before it, and now we have the seventh day. It wasn't the first week of creation that's come to an end. Yes, factually, that's true. But there was a very critical element that came about as well. And that, he says, is that it was when Shabbos came, it infused meaning into the Sheshes Yimei Bereishis. It was only because there's Shabbos that the nature of the 6 days of creation changes. Similarly, maybe this can help strengthen the point a little bit. Last year I had the opportunity, Zuchus, to spend some time with Rav Asher Weiss, and he pointed out something fascinating. I never thought about this beforehand. He says, when Ezra went to bring the Jews back to Yerushalayim after 70 years of the Golos, so he bemoans the intermarriage and how terrible it was, and the abandonment that there was to Torah. And it's amazing. If you think about it, it happened so fast. In 70 years, it seems like almost everybody is intermarried, so much is lost. And contrast that, we've had 2,000 years of Golos, and unquestionably we've lost along the way, or certainly have a solid group that's still holding on tight. So how is it possible that in the times of Ezra, they lost so much in 70 years that there's not nobody left, and in 2,000 years of Golos, we're still going strong, even though we've lost along the way? How do you make any sense out of that? And he suggested a fascinating chiluk. He said like this. You know what the difference is between the time of Ezra and our time? The Anshei Knesset HaGadolah. Because you know what the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah did? They were the Chachamim of the time, and they made profound changes that impacted how we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our religious lives. And they had profound insight.
Oh, yeah? That period, that transition.
So maybe you'll be able to appreciate this. They had a profound insight into human nature, and maybe with Ruach HaKodesh they realized their job was to preserve the Jewish people. The survival of the Jewish people was in their hands. So they did things in a few key areas, and one of them was in Shabbos. Think about this. Think about the difference between our Shabbos and the Shabbos that preceded the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. Prior to Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, presumably, Shabbos was the biggest shopping day of the week. The biggest shopping day of the week. As long as you're not carrying in a Rishus HaRabim De'oraisa, there's no Isser. There's no Isser of Hotzah. So think about it. Anywhere that nowadays we can have an Erev means that that's a place that's not a Rishus HaRabim De'oraisa. An Erev only works to get around carrying, which would be Aser Midrabanan. So that means anywhere where you have an Erev right now, they were able to carry whatever they wanted. There was no muktzah. There was no muktzah. They could carry their money. What's the Isser in buying things in the store? Those are all Isurim Derabanan. These are all things that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were masakein. So basically what our Sunday looks like, that was Shabbos. That was Shabbos. Okay, maybe they sat down, they ate a nice meal of the family together. Exactly. But fundamentally, so tefillah was actually another area that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah fundamentally transformed, but that's for a different time. But they probably did some sort of davening. Some sort of davening. Might not have been exactly like our davening was. Ezra was misaking Kriyas HaTorah. So they had certain aspects. But basically, short of farming, sowing, and doing construction, they could do anything they wanted on Shabbos. Anshei Knesset HaGedolah and it's amazing that the things that we have most synonymous with Shabbos are muktzah, erev, the things that are actually midrabanan. But they become so fundamental to what Shabbos is. So the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah came along and they instituted muktzah, they instituted carrying midrabanan and all these other isurim midrabanan. And they basically forced us to change our experience of Shabbos. Why? They realize if the Jews are going to survive without a Beis HaMikdash, if the Jews are going to survive in Golos, they need something to bring them together. That's Shabbos. It's also Tefillah B'Tzibur, which is part of what they were masaking as well. So Shabbos isn't anymore merely about marking off the day in which our HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested and, you know, mimicking those activities and refraining from certain things. But Shabbos has a purpose. And they transformed Shabbos. It wasn't just a day of do's and don'ts. I can do this, I can't do this. Because if we still experience Shabbos like that, then we miss what the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were trying to do. They gave a ta'am to Shabbos. They gave an experience to Shabbos. They wanted it to be something that's the highlight of our week and that's fundamentally different than any other day. Whether we choose to do that or not is in our hands. And that's why the Torah maybe reverses the Pesukim. The Torah reverses the Pesukim. In one place, it says Shabbos comes before the Sheish Yesimei HaMaisa. And our parasha reverses it. It reminds us that Shabbos plays two roles in the world. It's the end of the previous week, but it's also the beginning of the upcoming week. It's the day in which we can sit back and, yes, rest from the previous week, but it's also the day that infuses Kedusha into the days that are coming ahead. And it's that perspective that we take into Shabbos. And we have that opportunity to say, now the Sheish Yesimei HaMaasa, the 6 days of work, can be completely separate from Shabbos, or they can be times of preparation, of anticipation of Shabbos. And if we take that Shabbos and use it as a culmination of the previous week, and then to springboard us, to prepare us spiritually for the week ahead, and Shabbos, which we say in the Chadodi, is that Shabbos is Mekor HaBracha. It's the source of all bracha that I want for the upcoming week. That's the two sides of Shabbos. And on the one hand, there's the Shabbos which comes after the Sheish Yesimei HaMaasa, there's a Shabbos that comes beforehand. And how we use that Shabbos in the end, impacts how we experience every day of the week and how we connect ultimately to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.